We're here today with Dr. Christian Gendron to talk about chiropractic and headaches today. Is that right?
Yes. We're going to talk about headaches.
There's a different types of headaches, aren't there?
Oh, yes. There's many types. And today I would like to talk about four types of headaches. There is the cervicogenic headaches, the tension type headache, the cluster headache, and of course, migraines.
Yeah, migraines is the one we hear the most about, but there's a lot of different kinds. And perhaps people put migraine as the cause of their headache, and it could be one of the other three.
Exactly.
So you were talking about cervicogenic?
Yes, cervicogenic means it comes from the neck or the cervicals.
Oh, the cervical spine from the neck. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's often associated if you had an accident or head trauma. And the upper cervical, like C1, C2, C3, has a bad biomechanic and may trigger headaches. And most of the time, it's on one side, it's on the neck, and it can irradiate it in the head.
So it's the vertebrae of the cervical spine of the neck.
Yeah, that are misaligned.
Like
and
someone who has a whiplash or something like that.
Yeah, somebody that has whiplash may develop cervicogenic headaches a couple years after their whiplash.
Up to 2 years after?
Yeah, or at least, or 2-7 years. It depends on the case or the gravity of the accident, but it can develop after, and they have no reason, they don't understand why they have now headache, and the accident was so long ago.
Oh, so I suppose you see some patients sometimes who tell you that I have headaches, and then in talking to them, you find out that they had an accident a couple of years before?
Yeah, and it's one of my first question in the first consultation is to overview all the traumas that the person had, because even if the symptom is now, but the cause may be years before.
Oh, wow. Go figure, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's cervicogenic, and that means that there's something that happened to the spine.
Yeah, to the spine.
And that triggers the headaches.
Yes, and the way to correct a cervicogenic headache is to adjust the spine.
Okay, to adjust
the cervical, either C1, yeah. C2, or C3, depending of which one is out of place.
Okay. So that's the first type of headache.
Yes. Yeah. We have widespread headache is a tension type headache. Compared to cervicogenic headache, the tension type is more on both sides of the head. Often we have the impression to have a helmet on the head and squeezing the head.
Oh.
And it's often associated because we had like muscular imbalance, stress, bad posture, and nervous system dysfunction can create tension type headaches.
Now, when you talk about nervous system dysfunction, you're talking about something to do with the spine.
Either to the spine or the nervous system per se.
Oh.
Yeah, like the imbalance, the neurotransmitter. Like for a long time, we had anxiety, so the nervous system is not calm, so it can create tension, a tension type headache.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that one makes sense. Now I'm understanding. Okay, so tension type headaches and the different causes of them. And you were saying that there was four
causes, like muscular imbalance, bad posture, stress, and nervous system dysfunction.
Okay.
There's a lot of many reason why somebody gonna develop like tension type headaches. So because of all of those reasons, there are a lot of people having it.
Okay. Well, yeah, a lot of people have tension too.
Oh, yeah. And a weird case of kind of headache is cluster headache. In this case, most of the men that are affected by those headaches.
So cluster headaches are mostly men?
Yeah, between 15 to 40 years old. And this headache is really a big, intense pain behind the eye. And you want to remove your eye because it's so painful. And the crisis lasts for 15 to 3 hours and repeats on the same pattern. If you had like your crisis on March 3rd in 2009, in March 3rd, 2010, you have a tendency to have the same crisis.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's weird. And the medical profession does not know the origin of that.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's strange. And and when you have a crisis, like we put an arsenal of medication to calm down your pain. We give antidepressive medication, lithium, oxygen, and they even made tests. They do some tests with Botox too.
Huh. So they're trying anything to solve these cluster headaches.
Yeah, yeah.
They sound pretty severe.
Oh yeah, it's really severe. You don't want to have that.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh boy. So they'll try antidepressive medications, even with lithium, oxygen, and even Botox to solve these cluster headaches.
Yes.
that can occur on the same day a year later.
A year later, yeah. It has a weird pattern.
Huh.
And there, and what's more, the triggers are weird too. Some people that are exposed to a lot of electromagnetic field, or that they are a change in the exposure to all the new technology like cell phone, Wi-Fi, they may be more fragile and then develop or have a crisis of cluster headache.
Pretty hard to avoid all of that.
Oh yes, in our society today, you must almost live in the woods to be not to have those triggers.
Wi-Fi is everywhere, and
more
and more common.
Yes.
Are there other triggers as well to cluster headaches?
Yes, you can have alcohol, perfume, heavy metal exposition can be some triggers to cluster headaches too.
Wow. And are those triggers are unique to cluster headaches, or do they apply to other headaches as well?
They can be applied to other headaches. For example, in migraines, alcohol, perfume can be some triggers too.
So if you're going out on a date and you're putting on perfume and someone is sensitive to that, you may not be helping your cause.
No.
Okay.
So instead of finishing in the bedroom, you're finishing in the bed in the shus.
You end up in the emergency room. Yeah. That's a great date. Finish to a date. Yeah. Yeah.
But
end up in the ER.
You will never forget it though.
So easy on the perfume.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is cluster headaches.
And the one that is very widespread is, of course, is migraines.
Migraines, yes, we hear a lot about migraines.
Yeah, and for women, more women are affected than men with headaches. And headaches is more pulsative and is often associated with nausea. We need not to be exposed to light, not to be exposed to noises, because we are really fragile of that when we have a migraine. And a migraine crisis can last for 4 to 72 hours. And one out of three migraines are associated with an aura. Aura is little signs that will let you know that you're going to develop a migraine, but it's only 1% out of three that's going to have the aura when they have migraines.
Strange things, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
So many people suffer from migraines. And you hear so much about it. What are some of the origins of migraine?
There's many theories that have been developed in the recent years. Before, we were always talking about, because it was a vascular imbalance or a change in the vascular blood flow toward the brain that was causing the migraine, especially when for a woman, when she has her menstruation, the blood flow is different, so that might trigger the headaches. But now there's new studies telling that an imbalance in the medulla oblongata. The medulla oblongata is like the brain stem. It's the extension between the brain and the spinal cord that may trigger some migraine. There's another theory that says that sometimes there's a wave of depolarization starting from the occiput going to the frontal lobe, then after we develop a migraine. And of course, a change in the neurotransmitter serotonin may cause a migraine.
So there's a lot of different things that could cause it. Anything from vascular changes, so the arterial pressure in the brain, the blood flow to the brain, the different chemicals that help to balance our brain functions could be out of whack. A lot of different things that can cause migraines.
Yeah, too.
Wow, it's interesting, especially with the aura part of it, which is all these migraines and the cluster headaches are kind of strange, aren't they?
Yeah. It's not like the cervicogenic. It's really biomechanical. It's really straightforward. But when you deal with the nervous system, there is always weird symptom or weird pattern that's going to develop.
Kind of like mysteries, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
All right. And there's triggers for migraines?
Yes, there's many triggers. If you have some allergies, when you have allergies, you have more inflammation, and inflammation, of course, going to change your blood flow. Noises may trigger migraine, intense light, exposition to perfume, stress like cause everything. if you're exposed to cigarette, variation of the blood sugar, if you drink alcohol, for women, hormonal variation or hormonal imbalance, variation of the temperature may be some triggers of the migraine.
If I noticed one of them, you mentioned that it could be different variations of sugar levels in the blood. Does that mean that people with diabetes are more prone to have migraines, or is that just...
I don't know if they are more prone to, but if you don't control your your blood sugar, if, for example, like I don't eat for dinner, then the decreasing of my blood sugar might trigger a migraine.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense now.
So if you're a migraineous person, make sure that you have always a snack or don't skip meals. It's important.
It's so often I've heard of people saying that they skipped a meal and they got a very bad headache out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah, because insulin is a huge hormone that affects many processes in your body. So if you create an imbalance, and a sensible person to migraine may develop migraine after the there's a change in the blood sugar.
Yeah, and I noticed one thing about migraines, because I did have migraines myself, but the old thing that I heard occasionally was that sometimes you kind of like outgrow them. And that's what happened to me. Eventually, they just stopped.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it happens, just stop. There's other conditions, same thing with asthma, some allergies too. They're just weird that the body changed. And we know that the body changes itself every 7 years. Sometimes it may be the cause that you don't have a migraine anymore. Good for you. I'm happy for you, David.
Yeah, me too.
you're the first one.
I'm very, very happy. There's some things that we should try to avoid with migraines?
Yes. There's some in the food that might trigger some migraine. We need to avoid every food that contains tyramine. Tyramine is found in different cheese, in the red wine, in the red meat, smoked fish, and the liver. So try to avoid those food. And if you like to eat Chinese, avoid the MSG. It's increase the flavor, but it's a neurotransmitter. So if you're sensible to migraine, please avoid that.
And MSG is in more and more things all the time.
Yeah, because it's widespread, because it increases the flavor. So it's more delicious. You have the impression to want to eat more that kind of food.
And they use it as a bit of a preservative too, don't they?
It's not really a preservative. It's mostly like a flavor enhancer.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. And
yeah, maybe nitrates. Nitrates is another thing to avoid. Nitrates is found in in the meat, in delis, things like that.
It's too hot dogs.
Dogs, like ham, especially in the ham. It impedes bacteria overgrowth in the meat.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, that's why they use it.
Yes. And it gives the really like a pinky colors of the meat in the deli. So, and a good thing to avoid, to stop the nitrate is to take vitamin C. It neutralizes the nitrate.
I didn't know that. That's a good thing to know. I like hot dogs, so I'll take vitamin C. It's hot dog season.
Yeah, it's coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
But not today with the snow, though.
No. I'll put off the barbecue for today, but not for much longer, I'll tell you that.
No. And aspartame, when we find in sugar-free stuff, aspartame is really a big poison, so please avoid that.
Yes, it's a problem for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Aspartame, and I don't know if it's on the rise, if it's more used in products, or if it's being phased out. I hope it's being phased out, because I've heard of so many problems with aspartame.
Yeah, the FDA in the 1970s found there was over 92 neurological symptoms related to aspartame.
Wow.
That can mimic like MS that can mimic like some shaking the hands or
it's really weird.
It's and the way it's done is like two amino acids that are plugged together with a methanol molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And when you digest that, you have two amino acids and methanol. And methanol can give you some blindness.
Well, methanol, that's like antifreeze.
Yes, yes, exactly. So you don't want that when you die. When it's and when it's exposed to high heat temperature, for example, for the men in the army that goes to Afghanistan and they have a Diet Coke, but it's really really warm. So that destabilizes aspartame, and it has been linked to Gulf War syndrome.
My goodness.
Oh yeah. So when you don't, it affects a lot of the nervous system.
Well, I had no idea there was like methanol that could be given off from it. And methanol antifreeze is a deadly poison.
Mm.
If anyone out there doesn't know it, keep away from antifreeze and keep your pets away from antifreeze. It's deadly. It's deadly.
Another thing to avoid is gluten for people who are gluten sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It may trigger more inflammation. And if it's inflammation, you change your blood flow, thus creating some migraine. Alcohol too is to avoid, and fermented product are linked to trigger some migraines too.
Fermented products.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, leaves me confused, but for other people out there listening, I'm sure they know what fermented products are, but not me. That's all right. I'll learn. What are some things you can do for headaches?
Yeah, for headaches, like natural products you can do. High doses of vitamin B2 are linked to decrease migraines. Or if you have a migraine that is linked to hormonal imbalance, vitamin B6, high dose of vitamin B6 help. To calm down the nervous system, you can take some lavender. You can massage your temple, the frontal lobe with lavender. It helps with migraines and tension type headache. And if you like to massage yourself, you can take peppermint oil too to massage your temples, your front lobe too. It helps a lot for the tension type headache and migraines too.
And it smells good.
Yeah, it smells good. It's gonna give a fresh hair. If you like tea, put some lemon juice in your tea. It's gonna help your tension type headaches.
Really?
Oh, yes. Like, there's some little studies saying that the mix of tea and lemon juice helps tension type headaches.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it helps to calm down your nervous system or you're more relaxed. It helps to decrease it.
I've always liked lemon in my tea. Just because I like the taste.
Yeah. So if you like the taste, it's a good thing.
Well, yeah.
And there are some studies that ginger has anti-inflammatory properties, so it can help for your migraines.
I heard that ginger is good for a lot of things, so it's just another one to add to the list.
Yeah, and there's good candies. Ginger is like ginger that is dry out with a little bit sugar on it. It's really good. Like instead of taking a big chocolate cake, you'd have some dose pieces, and it give you a fresh breath. I love ginger.
Oh, yeah. And you can get fresh ginger in the grocery stores.
Yeah, grocery store. You can have that in a health food store. So it's really accessible.
Good. Good. So, where to look?
Where to look? Most of the headaches occur somewhere. It's in the nervous system. The nervous system, if there's an imbalance in your nervous system, it can trigger different kind of headaches, either the cervicogenic headaches, the tension type headache, the migraines, and of course the cluster headache. And the thing to remember is the nervous system is really fragile. That's the reason why you have the cranium to protect it and the spinal column to protect it.
So the physical structure of the human body is made to protect the spine and the brain, because they're so vital to all our functioning.
Yeah, the spine protect like the spinal column protects the spinal medulla.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an injury, if you have an injury, a trauma, an accident, or a big fall, it may injure your spinal column. That may affect your nervous system.
Well, that's where the wiring of all the entire body comes through the spine. And so if the wiring isn't right, you can't expect anything else would be right.
Yeah, exactly. And if you have an injury then, that affects your nervous system. And the injury that affects your nervous system, we call it a subluxation. So a subluxation is a misplacement of either a vertebrae or a bone in your cranium that irritates your nervous system. And if your nervous system is irritated, it has an impact somewhere on your body because your nervous system controls everything. So the cause of your headache, like if you have a subluxation,
yes,
C1, C2, C3, you may develop cervicogenic headache. If you have a subluxation of the first cervical, it may twist your posture. And if you have a bad posture, you may develop tension type headache, or there is muscle imbalance because your posture is twisted. So you can more worsen your tension type headache.
So bad posture can come from one of two sources, just having bad posture, or you have bad posture because you've had an injury and you're trying to compensate by moving your body a little bit one way or the other without even realizing it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, neat.
So we need to address those two things, the habits and the if they have an injury before.
Okay.
And today with computer, it's not good for the posture, like head forward, the rounded shoulder. It's not good for the headaches.
No, slouching in the chair. But we're not made to sit in front of computers all day long. That's why.
No, we're still made to be in the old times where we're chasing the mammoth and
yes. yeah, we're made for really a lot of movement throughout the day, a lot of different activities, and we just don't do that. And of course, our bodies pay the price.
Exactly. That's the reason why I love being a chiropractor. I have both sides. It's a really physical job and at the same time intellectual, and I can see many wonderful persons.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great thing to be able to help people, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. And the in my clinic that is called Chiro-Specific Sherbrooke, what we do is we do adjustments. And the adjustment has the goal to correct a subluxation. And our adjustments are gentle, precise. It's even based on a mathematical calculation. It's really a personalized adjustment depending on how you're made, on how are you twisted. So no adjustments are the same because everybody is different.
Mm-hmm. And Chiro-Specific, where is that?
Yeah, we are Chiro-Specific Sherbrooke. We are on King West Street, 2244 King West Street.
That's across from the old shopping center. What people of my age would call the old King Street shopping center.
Yeah, les Promenades King. We're just in front of the Promenade King.
Yeah, I'm aging myself here because back in my day, it was called like King Shopping Center. It was the one and only shopping center we had in town.
Wow, now we have plenty of them.
So Chiro-Specific is just across the street from there. Yeah, I used to hang out there when I was young.
Wow.
At that shopping center. Yeah.
And we have a nice view over there.
Yeah.
So if you have terrible headaches that limits your quality of life, if you want to know if the vertebral subluxation is the cause of your terrible headache, don't wait to spoil all your life because of your terrible headache. Let's check if the subluxation is the cause of your problem. I have an offer for you CGMQ listeners. It's great. You need to listen to that.
Okay.
So if you're a CGMQ listener and you have headaches and you have enough to have your headaches, what I can give you, you have till May 15th, I'm going to give you a free examination at no charge. So you have the consultation with me, you have the all the tests we do, like chiropractic tests, orthopedic tests, neurologic tests, and even the radiography, the x-rays that we include in that.
Well, this is a great offer. So if you're having headaches and you want to find out what the cause of it is, you can go to Chiro-Specific and see Dr. Gendron and have an examination, find out is that the cause or not.
Exactly. And for that, you just have to call my wonderful and fantastic assistant, which is called Marie-Claude. And my phone number is 820-2242.
I've spoken with Marie-Claude. She's very, very nice.
Oh, she's very nice. She loves to be fantastic and wonderful.
and she's very helpful. 819-820-2242.
Great. That's it.
Chiro-Specific, Dr. Christian Gendron.
Oui.
Well, I thank you very much for that information.
You're very welcome.
I'm sure it can help a lot of our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.